Welcome to Why All Girls Need a Pink Disco Ball, the podcast where you and I become our best selves together. Hello, this is Ava here, your host and friend. I am so happy you are here right now because you and I are really becoming our best selves together this episode. We are going to talk about jealousy today, and I learned so much. When I first started writing this script, I knew exactly what I was going to say, and I already had a whole plan for it because I've had some pretty strong opinions about it for a few years. But wow, did my whole entire opinion completely change after this. I now have such a different mindset about it, and I cannot wait to share it with you. I think this episode is really going to lift a huge weight off your shoulders, and life is going to feel so much more fulfilling after you hear what I have to say. So let's just get right into everything. But firstly, let me tell you about my literal revelation that I had last week. So a little while ago, I went to a mental health event at the Pennsylvania State Capitol, and of course, I dressed up for it. I wore heels, dress pants, and a pink blazer because, duh, I gotta represent the color pink for Why All Girls Need a Pink Disco Ball. But point is, it surprised me so much how my energy completely changed just by wearing heels, but in a good way. I literally became a new person when I put on these heels. I swear it was like I had a more firm handshake, I held strong eye contact, and okay, I'm also a massive stutterer. Like, I say and like in like every sentence, but I didn't do that when I wore the heels. I even spoke with more clarity and had so much more confidence. I literally became a new person when I wore heels. This is what inspired this week's Brain Booster. Did you know that you can do better on whatever you're doing if you dress up in a way that makes you feel confident? Research actually says that you'll write a better paper, have a more productive study session, perform better at work, and have better conversations all by putting a certain kind of effort into yourself that makes you feel confident. Okay, but I get it. We're all busy and we don't have time for the full glam every morning. I don't either. But it's totally up to you to do whatever makes you feel better about yourself. It can be just curling your hair or doing an extra step in the skincare routine or even wearing jeans instead of sweatpants. And the reason why I wanted this to be the brain booster for the week is because of a little something I have started calling the sweatshirt and sweatpants epidemic, which is basically just how normalized it is to wear sweatpants and even pajamas everywhere. Okay, and I say this with love. Comfy is comfy, I get it. And especially when life can feel overwhelming or exhausting. But we're underestimating how much our outer appearance can affect our inner state. And that's what I'm trying to say here. Like, I look back at my first 2 years of college. I went to Penn State and I used to walk around Penn State's campus that I, first of all, pay way too much to attend in Old Navy Christmas pajamas. Oh my gosh. I am so glad those days are over because looking back, that is what my whole energy for the day kind of became. Wearing that made me feel sluggish, unmotivated, and kind of invisible, honestly. And I wondered why I wanted to skip class, stay in bed, and why I didn't want to do any homework and just hang out and watch movies all day. I know firsthand that this sweatpants epidemic is hurting us more than we realize. But let's use this brain booster to our advantage, especially during school. And no, I am not saying to wear heels and do the full glam every morning. You know, like I said earlier, you could you know, pick up the jeans instead of the old navy Christmas pajama pants, or do an extra step in the skincare routine, curl your hair, just one extra tiny step. And I guarantee you will have an easier time completing your assignments and even get a better grade on them, feel more engaged in the classroom, have more confidence to raise your hand and participate, and have better conversations with your classmates. The effort you put into yourself matters. That is the kind of energy we need to get us through the days. And on that note, let's move on. My latest love recently has been hot Pilates. This is something you have to know about me. I love hot Pilates, and I've been doing it for about 3 years now. But being in the 105 degree room has so many benefits. Sweating that much helps your body detox, and it flushes out toxins and basically resets your system. So every time you walk out of that room, you'll feel tired, but also really good. Also, the heat makes your muscles loosen up faster, so you'll be less stiff, you move around easier, and you're more flexible in the room. Also, if you work out because you want to lose weight, you burn more calories in a really short amount of time during hot Pilates because your body is working extra hard during the heat to cool down. So, 10 out of 10 recommend hot Pilates. Lastly, reminder for you. I want you to do more things for you and for no one else. I was pleasantly reminded of this when I was at the beach last week. I was gonna wake up early one morning and go to the beach alone to watch the sunrise and journal. And not going to lie, in the back of my mind, I was also like, okay, this is really good. I get to take pictures of this and post it to my mental health Instagram account. But then when the time actually came, I just couldn't bring myself to get my phone out and take away from that special moment with myself. It all kind of randomly came to me. How much am I really doing it for me if I'm going to make this into a TikTok or a reel to let other people know what I'm doing? I think we naturally have a habit of turning our own self-care and peaceful moments into content, like when we work out or eat a healthy meal. And because I am the same as you, I know that little tiny voice in your head that says, post this so they all know what I'm doing. And okay, I'm all for promoting a healthy lifestyle. This is what I want to do myself. But this is your reminder that you don't have to post every time you go to the gym or eat a healthy meal or do something nice for others. This is your reminder to always do it more for you than anyone else. And now, let's start talking about jealousy. Jealousy just sucks to have. It does not feel good at all to sit with. But we need to talk about it. We need to learn how to spot jealous behavior from others and also how to deal with our own jealousy, because we all experience jealousy, but it's still something that no one is taught how to control or how to manage in healthy ways. We don't know what to do with this crappy feeling, and it all started back to when you were little and would come home from school crying because another kid was being mean to you, and your mom would just say, oh, sweetie, those girls are just jealous, don't worry about it, and that's all that's ever been said about it, even though we all experience the feeling and we've all had someone try to tear us down because of it. And it's not just a teenage girl thing. People don't outgrow jealousy. There are always going to be people who try to tear us down and who will not be nice to you because of jealousy. That is why today we are going to learn how to spot jealous behavior and, most importantly, how to control our own jealous feelings in healthy ways so we can finally stop viewing life as a competition and just be satisfied with ourselves and with our own lives. I will explain everything right after the break. You and I. We've had such a negative perception of jealousy all our lives. Like, every time that my friends tell me something a little off-putting that their friends did to them, it is like sirens go off and we're all like, oh my God, they're jealous. They're jealous of you and they have no self-love and they're a terrible person for it, and we just go on about it. But now I realize that talking this way about jealousy is feeding our fear of it. It makes us afraid to even feel it, admit it, let alone explore it. Because guess what? It is not true that you have no self-love or you're not confident enough if you experience jealousy. Jealousy is actually your brain trying to protect you. And if you embrace who or what you're jealous of, it can actually help guide you towards getting what you want and need. Let me explain. Humans have always been jealous. It is nothing new. In fact, early humans needed jealousy to survive. They relied on relationships for safety, protection, food, shelter, and to reproduce and pass on their genes. So if someone had a bigger tribe, more friendships, or if their partner seemed interested in someone else, that triggered jealousy because it threatened two very important things. One, their chance of survival, and two, their chance of reproduction. Jealousy was not weakness, it was more motivation to go after what they needed. If you think about it, the things that we get jealous over now, money, beauty, success, are still tied to those survival and reproduction instincts in some way. Having a lot of money means access to a good shelter, more food, stability, safety, comfort, and beauty attracts others a little more easily so we can fulfill our natural instinct to reproduce and pass on our genes. Success means more access to resources, status, and influence that help us thrive. So yeah, we're programmed to feel jealousy if these things are being threatened by someone else. And hey, it's normal. I don't know about you, but that is just so relieving to me. It is normal. Because every time that I get even a little bit jealous, I instantly push it down because I refuse to be one of those girls. And I just think of it as this big weakness and this huge embarrassment. But anyways, this part surprised me. The reason why jealousy feels so intense and overwhelming is because it lives in our brain's amygdala, which is the part of the brain that processes threats and fear. So jealousy is processed in the same part of your brain that would process the deadly lion behind you or someone breaking into your home. So your fight or flight response actually gets triggered when you feel jealous, which is why you physically feel your stomach drop and your heart rate increases and your throat closes up. And your brain doesn't always distinguish between emotional threats and physical threats. It just senses danger. So when you feel jealous, your amygdala lights up and goes into defense mode. And to clear it up, you can be extremely confident in yourself and within your capabilities and still feel jealous over certain things. Now, your level of self-worth can determine how intensely you feel jealous, but you can still feel it, even if it's just a little bit, because it's an emotional response, not a sign that you lack self-love. You can believe in yourself, love who you are, and still feel a little sting when someone else gets what you want or when your relationships feel threatened. It's just a sign that you care about something. If you care about your partner or your best friends, your career, your dreams, then it's normal to get a little jealous when there's a possibility these things can be taken away from us. That's because jealousy is wired into us to help us protect the things we value: love, connection, opportunity. I am also here to validate those feelings of jealousy in your romantic relationships, and even when you have a crush on someone and feel that crazy wave of jealousy when they talk to someone else or hear about them with someone else, this can definitely sometimes hit the absolute hardest because it threatens the thing that humans long for most, love and connection. You know, whether it's your partner following a bunch of other girls on Instagram or bringing up someone from their past or texting someone you don't know, you are not crazy for feeling that sting. It's easy to feel that pit in your stomach and your mind racing to all these different types of things. Do they think this person is more attractive than me? Or am I just overreacting? Or am I ignoring a red flag? Or are they going to leave me for them? I know that inner chaos, and it's totally normal. Healthy jealousy is a sign that you care about that person and you want them to stay. Also, talk about that sting when you have a crush on someone and see them in the corner talking to someone else. Or there was this one time I was with my friend and she had this huge crush on this guy and she checks his location and sees him at a random place at night and we just knew he was with someone else. And I swear it was like my stomach dropped for her. It is the worst feeling. But okay. One major thing to clear up. Yes, it's normal to feel jealous and we're going to feel it, but here's the most important part to take away from this. Do not act on jealousy in toxic ways. Do not be toxic. Just because it's normal to feel doesn't mean it's right to tear other people down because of it. If we don't manage it in healthy ways, jealousy can turn us into heartless monsters that hurt so many people around us, and most especially ourselves. I'm sure we've all experienced something cruel or heard something cruel that someone else has done because of jealousy, and it hurts. Especially in girlhood, it sometimes feels like you have to have your guard up all the time, even in some of your closest friendships, because you're scared of what they might do or say. And it shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't feel like you're trying to compete with your best friend or with any other woman for that matter. We as women should be working together as a team, not tearing each other down. But wow, what I've seen women do to each other in college and in high school is so extremely toxic, messy, and cruel. I've heard girls talk about their best friend in such toxic ways, making fun of their appearance, how they do certain things that have no right to be judged by anyone else, behind their back. And it's evident that they're trying to tear them down to other people because they feel threatened by their best friend. I think one of the most damaging things is the way that girls treat each other when they're jealous over a boy. This can really hurt yourself and the people around you. I know of two girls at my school who got into a fight over a boy, and the one girl literally told this stranger to, you know, end herself because the boy liked her and not the other one or whatever. It was so dumb. Aw, my poor mom. She used to tell me stories of the things that happened to her in college. She went to a small college and was just a really shy, cute nerd. She maybe had like 3 friends, wasn't in a sorority or anything. And mom has always been very beautiful and very kind. So my mom bagged the quarterback of her school's football team. Shout out quarterback. But apparently he really liked my mom and they dated for a bit while she was in college. But there were a lot of people who had a problem with that. Apparently sorority girls used to get together and prank call. Oh, this makes me so sad. And used to prank call my mom in the middle of the night. And they would also knock on her door and then run away in the middle of the night, which is harassment, by the way. But one time, she was holding hands with quarterback on campus, and one of the girls came up and actually grabbed her wrist and yanked it out of his hand and then pushed her. quarterback flipped out and there was this whole thing in the middle of campus. Another story, kind of more recent story, well, more recent than my mom's college story days. When I was in high school, I had this friend group. I mean, we weren't exactly an established friend group yet, but, you know, we would hang out outside of school and they were my go-to people. So every time that I had a class with them, I would go sit with them and I had lunch with them. These girls, they were my high school friend group. But one year, the friend group kind of became official with a group chat. And I know that sounds so dumb, but I mean, hear me out. I was in high school. That's just how it was at that time. And not only were the girls in this group chat, but we kind of started to become friends with another friend group with boys in it. But I was not included in the group chat. Ugh. Classic story. But I wasn't included in the group chat and I had no idea why or how. Even though we were all friends and these were my go-to people, I don't know. I was so confused. But at first, it didn't really bother me that much because, I mean, I didn't really care that much about the boyfriend group. That wasn't really my thing. But I eventually really started to care because they all started hanging out together. There was about a month or two where my weekends would consist of me being completely alone and I would open Snapchat and see everybody hanging out and, you know, having fun without me. And it was just the most upsetting thing to me. But this is kind of an important part of the story. There was this one girl, the girl who threw the parties and who hosted everybody at her house. She had a really big crush on one of the guys in the friend group. And so she basically threw these parties so she could have this guy come over to her house and, you know, hopefully form a deeper connection with this guy. And she was the one who would come into school the next day and talk about these parties to my face and talk about how fun they were, and she would tell me about the progress that she would make with this guy, and I would have to basically sit there and suck it up and be like, oh my god, I'm so happy for you. It was just such a confusing time because I'm like, what is going on right now? I have no idea why I am not invited to your parties. But I finally put my foot down a bit. I ended up confessing my feelings to another girl in the group. And I was like, I am so hurt and so upset that this is happening. I have no idea why I'm not in the group chat and why I'm not invited to hang out with you guys. She was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. You know, she was very nice about it and very understanding, obviously. But point is, I ended up finding out why I was not invited in the first place and why I wasn't invited to her parties. And it was because the guy who she had a crush on said that I was attractive or cute or whatever one time. Mind you, I was planning a Halloween costume with this exact girl. We've been friends for quite a few years. So overall, I was so extremely hurt and confused. This was a major learning lesson for me because I learned, wow, that is all it took. His one comment is all it took for all of this to happen. I learned what jealousy is truly capable of. This girl isn't like that to her core, but this is just how she dealt with jealousy. And so that is why I am making this episode. So this stuff doesn't have to happen anymore because I know firsthand how jealousy can lead to such terrible things. But just kind of clearing it up, this whole situation is completely beyond both of us. Everything is fine now. We cleared everything up, and it was a major learning lesson for all of us. And that's all that matters. But anyways, another big sign of jealousy, I used to have this other friend who I had in my life for years, and I loved her because she was always there for me when I was going through a hard time and when I just really needed someone. But I got confused because during periods where things were going really well for me and where I was thriving, she just wasn't there. And I don't know, it felt like sometimes she was a little sneaky and sometimes mean. I didn't know that this is also a sign of jealousy, but now I know that when people go quiet during your wins, that's them feeling threatened. Also, do not ignore or laugh off those backhanded or passive-aggressive comments. There is always a message behind them or a feeling that makes them say that. Or when people are mean to you for no reason at all. Like when they're not giving you the same energy that they're giving everyone else, and you're standing there like, wait, what is wrong with me? Do not think that, because they're most likely purposely doing it and trying to make you feel bad because they view you as a threat. Hate to break it to you, but bad things happening to us because of jealousy won't go away the older we get. Throughout our careers, there's going to be a lot of people who support you, but there's also going to be a lot of people who will make it a hobby to try to tear you down. Whether they steal your ideas, take credit for your work, spread rumors about you to ruin your reputation, sabotage your work, it's going to happen. I think it's interesting how we're so quick to act on jealousy, thinking that it'll make us feel better, like trying to tear someone else down, but it actually just makes us feel worse. Acting on jealousy feeds the emotion. It makes it louder and feel heavier. So we'll feel worse about ourselves and about this situation. But imagine this. Imagine being able to shrink that god-awful pit in your stomach when you see someone get what you so badly want. Imagine being able to genuinely celebrate someone else's success while still feeling good about ourselves. Imagine being able to love your peers or whomever because you stopped viewing them as competition. That version of you is somewhere inside of you right now, and we're going to unlock that version so we can finally feel comfortable and satisfied with ourselves and with our own lives. We deserve it, and it's about time we all finally learned how to control jealousy. So let's get to the heart and soul of this week's episode. I am going to share simple, real ways to handle jealousy that we all feel when it comes to areas like career, success, and comparing to others. And then we'll do the same for overcoming jealousy in romantic relationships or even when you get jealous over someone you have a crush on. Let's get straight to it. Number one, reframing the emotion. And I have some good news for you. We already accomplished this one, because I hope by now I've helped you think about jealousy in a different light that's not so intimidating. The next time you feel jealous, you don't have to do what I used to do and spiral, feel ashamed, feel terrified of being one of those mean girls and of being a bad person. Now you understand that it's a normal, natural emotion. And more than that, it's a sign that it's trying to protect you and the things you care about. Doesn't that just lift a little weight off your chest to know that jealousy is on your side? Number two, use it to your advantage. If you're jealous of someone or something, they clearly have something that you want. Maybe it's the way they carry themselves, the relationship they have, the career they're building, or their strong mindset. But if you took the time to take a step back and understand your jealousy, understand what you're jealous of, it can show you the life that you want to live and the version of yourself that you want to be. Jealousy is a mirror. It reflects what you want, your values, what you care about, what you deeply crave. And it can be the most powerful tool to guide you towards getting what you want. So instead of avoiding it, you need to embrace it. Embrace the person or thing you're jealous of, not with toxic jealousy, but with curiosity. Keep them close, watch them, learn from them so you can use them as guidance to help you get what you want. Number 3, switch the focus back to you and your life by practicing gratitude. One of the healthiest things you can do to take away that god-awful anxiety and sadness about seeing someone else get what you want is to come back to yourself. Practicing gratitude about specific things in your own life that no one else has can really pull you through. I wish so bad that I knew this tip a few weeks ago because I saw on Instagram that a friend, or more like an acquaintance, I guess, just moved to this city that I have been dreaming about getting to, and she's been posting about it a lot, and it looks so fun, but wow, do I feel a little sting every time I see it. Just because it's a goal of mine to move out of my small hometown and move to a big city, like, as soon as possible. So seeing her get what I am working for and hope for so badly hurts a bit. But if I knew about this tip when I saw that, I would have asked myself, okay, Ava, what do I have in my life that I'm very grateful for? I am grateful for my younger sister, who I would do anything in this entire world for. I'm grateful for the really good salmon that I had for lunch today. And I like the freckles in my eyes. And I'm grateful that I'm physically healthy in this moment. And I'm grateful for my mom, who supports my dreams. Now here I am, and I feel so content and happy thinking about those special things in my life. If you do this, you too will feel so much more satisfied with your own life and with yourself. Tip number 4, everything happens for a reason. Hear me out. Everything happens for a reason, which means you were meant to feel jealous of this specific thing for some beneficial reason. You were meant to see that post or cross paths with that successful person because their life is revealing a piece of your own potential that you haven't unlocked yet. What if that feeling was sent to you to wake you up? And it was life's way of saying, this is what you want. This is where you're meant to go next. Try seeing it as a message that is guiding you towards your next accomplishment. Tip number 5, choose to feel inspired and not intimidated. That girl with your dream job, that person posting their fun weekend getaway, the friend who is effortlessly confident and glowing all the time, the person who just launched their successful business, you don't have to see these people as competition. They are living proof that it's possible. And if it happened to them, it can happen to you. You can choose to feel inspiration from them, which, trust me, feels so much better than lingering in jealousy and self-doubt. Okay, these next 2 tips are a bit different. They're more for when you feel jealous in a relationship or when you're just crushing really hard. They're super simple, very relaxing, and you can do these in the moment when you feel that super sting. Tip number 1. So let's focus on that sting that you can physically feel when you get jealous. When your heart starts racing, your stomach drops, your throat closes up, here's what to do. Touch something cold, something textured, or place your hand on your heart or on your stomach. You could touch a cold glass or brush your fingers over the fabric of your clothes you're wearing, but I definitely recommend something cold. Doing this kind of shocks you a bit and stops the spiral and sends a message to your body that you are safe, present, and in control. Because remember what we talked about jealousy. It's a response to a threat. So your body kind of goes into fight or flight mode, and this is a good way to calm yourself down. It also switches the focus from them back to you. You're connecting with yourself again and grounding yourself. You're showing up for you, and that'll make you feel good. Tip number two, build your self-worth outside of the relationship. This is something you have to build and nurture throughout the relationship, not just in the moments of jealousy, so that when these moments hit, they won't feel nowhere near as intense. It is so important to focus on your own identity outside of the relationship or outside of the crush. Focus on your career, your goals, your friendships, equally as much as your relationship. This matters so much because, as we know, jealousy can activate your body's fight or flight response because it feels like something you deeply care about is being threatened. And if your identity or sense of stability is entirely wrapped up in this one person, your brain is going to always panic. And yes, you'll get that crazy drop in your stomach. Your heart will beat so fast, you'll be trying not to cry, you'll get angry. But when you've built a strong sense of self, jealousy will not hit that bad because your body will feel safer. You know who you are with or without them. Guys, I am so proud of us for taking all this in. I feel really good after this episode, and I really hope you do too. But if there is anything you can take away from this episode, it is that jealousy doesn't have to control you, not when you understand it and know why it's there. You are more in control than you think. So take what you learned today and start turning those uncomfortable feelings into something that actually serves you. That is all I have for you today. I hope you got something useful out of this episode because I know I did. If you want some more psychology content, you know the Instagram by now, Why All Girls Need a Pink Disco Ball, and the TikTok is Pink Disco Ball Pod. And hold up, don't go anywhere yet. There's one more thing you have to know. I am not a licensed psychologist or mental health professional. This podcast is meant to share research, insights, and personal experiences, and it should never replace professional advice. If you or someone you know is struggling with mental health, I strongly encourage reaching out to a licensed therapist, counselor, or other qualified mental health professional. All right, until next time, bye-bye.